Welcome to the Lost to Boss podcast, your go-to source for IT career advice and guidance. Whether you're just entering the workforce, seeking to make a career pivot, or you have recently experienced job loss, this podcast is here to support you. Now, here is your host, Frank DiMeo.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of Lost to Boss. Our topic for today is what should you bring on an interview? We're gonna run through a nice list of items to bring with you on your interview. First thing you're gonna wanna do is always bring copies of your resume. Bring at least 5 copies, because you never know how many people might be in the interview. And you might say, well, why do I need to bring copies of my resume? I've already provided them when I applied for the position. And yes, that is true. But there's a couple reasons why you wanna bring copies with you. The first reason is interviews sometimes like to have a hard copy of your resume in front of them so they can ask questions. And it also allows them to take notes right on that piece of paper. The second reason why you wanna bring hard copies of your resume is that it will give you an opportunity to provide them with your most up-to-date resume. So from the time you applied for the position until the time that you're actually interviewing, time may have passed, and it's important to be sure that that's most up-to-date with the activities that you've been doing since then. Second thing you want to bring with you is a professional outfit, right? Dress to impress when you're in that interview. You also want to know your audience as well. So make sure you do some research as to what that dress code is and be sure to align that appropriately. The third thing is questions for your interviewers. It's important to bring questions with you to show your engagement and to show your interest in the position. I always recommend being prepared with 5 questions. And why 5 questions? Well, first of all, you don't have to ask all 5 questions during the interview. But it's important to be prepared because sometimes they may answer the questions during the interview already without you asking those questions. And there's nothing worse than getting to the end of the interview and the interviewer say, do you have any questions for us? And you say, no, I think you answered everything I needed to be answered. So you always want to be prepared with extra questions just in case. And so some of those questions that can go right into your toolbox to have on hand at any time are things such as, what will my day-to-day work look like? What types of projects will I be working on? Will my responsibilities change over time? You can ask questions about the company, such as, what are the company's goals for next year? You can also ask questions about job performance. You know, what would the company expect to see me accomplish in my first 6 months on the job? One of my favorite questions to ask is, what are the characteristics of someone who is successful in this type of role? And that really just kind of helps to solidify in your mind what it is you need to be successful. It also helps the interviewer to kind of verbalize that. And so this way they know what success is for the position as well. So again, be prepared with questions, bring questions, make sure you ask questions during the interview and engage with your interviewer. The fourth thing you should bring are your references. Now, I see this all the time where folks try to put their references on their resume. Please don't do that. Don't submit your references with your resume for every position. And here's a couple reasons why. One is, it's not necessary. When you're first applying for a position, you haven't gotten to the point where they're asking for your references so they can check them to see if you might be a good fit for that position. Two, you also want to make sure you call your references before giving people their contact information, just to be sure that they're willing to provide you with a reference. Now, you may have asked them a year ago or 6 months ago and said, hey, Bob, I really enjoyed working with you in the past. Would you mind being a reference for me? Now, they could forget about that, right? They have other things going on in their life. So they may forget that you asked them that. And when they get a call out of the blue, they may not realize what it's for or what that is. So if you wait and hold your references to provide them to the employer when they ask for them, meaning you're on to that next stage and they're going to check your references, you can call Bob and say, Bob, I just want to let you know, I'm applied for this position at XYZ company, and they asked for my references, and I gave them your name and contact information as you had said I could. I just wanted you to be prepared. So that gives them a heads up. They can kind of prepare in their mind what kind of reference they're going to give for you, and it just kind of gives them a heads up as a common courtesy. With references, you want to make sure that you have the person's name, their contact information, and also the relationship, your relationship with them and how you know them. So make sure that's on your reference list as well. And try to match your template of your resume with your reference sheet. You know, have your references all on one sheet, but make sure that sheet mimics similar type of format as your resume and also your cover letter. The fifth thing I always recommend bringing is a padfolio or a portfolio. I like the padfolio. You know, it's kind of like a portfolio where you can put a pad of paper in there. You can put a pen or a pencil, some type of writing instrument in there. It can also hold copies of your resume. It can hold copies of your references. And it can also have your list of questions that you're going to ask. Also, another thing to bring along to an interview are business cards. This is not something that's necessary, absolutely not necessary. But if you have business cards and you want to bring them, don't forget them. Bring them with you and you can always hand them out afterwards. Also, a great idea is for you to collect business cards in the interview as well. That will help you in sending a thank you note later on after your interview. So also keep that in mind. I always recommend bringing a bottle of water on your interview. You never know how long that interview is going to be. You never know if your mouth's going to get dry. Typically, interviewers may offer you a water or something along those lines, but it's always good to be prepared and to bring that with you. And that kind of leads into my next item to bring with you on an interview, and that is a briefcase or a bag, right? You could put your water in there. You could put your portfolio in there, and this way you have everything in a nice professional bag to bring with you. And the last thing for every interview, bring positivity, bring the right attitude, and always remember to smile. Just to summarize, the things you want to bring with you on your interview are copies of your resume, a professional outfit, questions for your interviewers, a copy of your references, a padfolio or a notebook of some kind, make sure you bring a writing instrument, business cards if you have them, bottle of water, a briefcase or a bag, some type of professional type of bag to bring with you, and also that great attitude and smile. So that's going to wrap it up for today. Thank you for listening. If you liked this episode, please be sure to check out the next one.
If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe and leave a rating and review. To stay up to date with Lost to Boss and get all the behind-the-scenes content, you can check us out on www.losttoboss.com.